नयस्य साक्षात् भवपदाम्बुजीभि रूपं धिया वस्तुतयो परिणितं मौनेन भक्तयो पासमेन पूजिता प्रसीदता मे सा सत्वतां पति सयेश भगवान राजन व्यतनोद विहतम यश पुरुरुद्रश्य देवश्य मायेना नंतमायेना राजोवाच कस्मिन् कर्माणि देवस्य मयोहन जगदीशतु यथा चोप चितकीर्ति कृष्णेनानेन कथयताम्। श्रीनारद उवाच निर्जितासुरादेवैर् युद्धनेनो पब्रमितै मायिनां परमाचार्यं मायं शरणं माययु सा निर्माया पुरस्तीर्षो हेमे रोप्या यशिर्विभु दुर्लक्षपाय संयोग दुर्वितर्क्य परिषद ताविस्ते सुर सेनान्यो लोकांस्त्रीन सेस्वरा नृप स्मरंतो नाशयम चक्रु पूर्व वैरम अलक्षिता ततस्ते सेस्वरा लोका उपासा देश्वरम नता त्राहि नस्वा पकान देवा विनश्याम त्रिपुरालय अतान गुरुया भगवान महाभैश्येति सुरन विभु शरम धनुषि संधाया पुरेश्वस्त्रम व्यमुचता ततोग्नि वर्ण ईशवा उत्पेतु सूर्यमंडलात् यथा मयुखा संदोहा नादृश्यन्तो पुरोयता तैस्पृष्टा व्यसवा सर्वे निपेतुस्मा पुरोकसा तानानिया महायोगी मया कोपा रसेक्षिपत् ट्रांसलेशन पर्पस Exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma could not properly describe the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. May the Lord, who is always worshipped as the protector of all the devotees by great saints, who observe vows of silence, meditation, devotion, service and renunciation, be pleased with us. The absolute truth is sought by different persons in different ways. Yet he remains inconceivable. Nonetheless, devotees like Pandavas, the gopis, the cowherd boys, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan do not need to practice conventional process of meditation to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he remains with them through thick and thin. Therefore, a saint like Narada, understanding the difference between transcendentalists and pure devotees, always prays that the Lord be pleased with him. My dear King Yudhishthir, long, long ago in history, a demon known as Maya Danov was very expert in technical knowledge, reduced the reputation of Lord Shiva. In that situation, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saved Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is known as Mahadev, the most exalted demigod. Thus, Vishnachakra Thakur says, although Lord Brahma did not know the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva could have known them. This historical incident proves that Lord Shiva derives his power from Lord Krishna, the Parabrahman. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, for what reason did the demon Mayadhanava vanquish Lord Shiva's reputation How did Lord Krishna save Lord Shiva and expand his reputation again? Kindly describe these incidents. Narada Muni said, when the demigods were always powerful, by the mercy of Lord Krishna fought with the Asuras were defeated, and therefore they took shelter of Mayadhana, the greatest of the demons. Mayadhana, the great leader of the demons, prepared three invincible residences and gave them to the demons. These dwellings resembled airplanes made of gold, silver and iron, and they contained uncommon paraphernalia. My dear Krishna, my dear King Yudhishthira, because of the three dwellings, the commanders of the demons remained invisible to the demigods. Taking advantage of this opportunity, the demons, remembering their former enmity, began to vanquish the three worlds, the upper, middle and lower planetary system. Thereafter, when the demons had begun to destroy the higher planetary system, the rulers of the planets went to Lord Shiva, fully surrendered unto him, and said, "Dear Lord, we demigods living in the three worlds are about to be vanquished. We are your followers, kindly save us." The most powerful and able Lord Shiva reassured them and said, "Do not be afraid." He then fixed his arrows to his bow, released them towards three residences occupied by the demons. The arrows released by Lord Shiva appeared like fiery, became emanating from the sun globe and covered three residential aeroplanes, which could then no longer be seen. So today's verse, attacked by Lord Shiva's golden arrows, all the demoniac inhabitants of the three dwellings lost their lives and fell down. Then the great mystic Mayadhana dropped the demons into the nectarian well that he had created. Please repeat. Attacked by Lord Shiva's golden arrows, all the demoniac inhabitants of the three dwellings, lost their lives, and fell down. Then the great mystic Mayadhana dropped the demons into the nectarian well which he had created. The Asuras are generally extremely powerful because of their mystic yogic powers. However, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Yogi nama sarvesham madgati antaratmana sriddhavan bhaite yomam same yukta tamo mataha." Of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendent loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The actual purpose of mystic yoga is to concentrate one's attention fully on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and always think of him, madgati antaratmana. To attain such perfection, one must undergo certain process, Hatha Yoga. And through this yoga system, the practitioner achieves some uncommon mystic power. The Asuras, however, instead of becoming devotees of Krishna, utilize this mystic power for their personal sense gratification. Mayadhana, for example, is mentioned here as Mahayogi, a great mystic. But his business was to help the Asuras. Nowadays, we are actually seeing that there are some yogis who cater to the senses of the materialists, and there are imposters who advertise themselves as God. Mayadhana was such a person, a god among the demons, and he could perform some wonderful feats, one of which is described here. He made a well filled with nectar and dipped the asuras into the nectarian well. This nectar was known as Mruta Sanjeevani, for it could bring a dead body to life. Mruta Sanjeevani is also an Ayurvedic preparation. It is a kind of liquor that invigorates even a person on the verge of death. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన బుద్ధయ స్వయం రూప కథామయం దాతి స్వాపదాంతకం వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకములం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవాంతి శ్రీ రూపం సాగర జాతం సహజన రజనానందంతో సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిగణితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాం సహజన లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖపతి హే కృష్ణ కరుణాకృష్ణేశాకాంత రాధాకాంత తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రామాణి హరిదే వాంఛా కల్పతరు శ్రేష్ కృపా సింధు ప్రయోజ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ
చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ రామ
So, this is a conversation between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. So here, this story is about how the big demigods, they hastily, whether it is Shiva or Brahma, any demigods, when they are propitiated and they offer boons, it is said about demigods, they don't advise you. If you go to Shiva for devotion and Krishna Bhakti, Lord Shiva can give you very happily the benediction of you becoming a pure devotee. But if you go to Lord Shiva for a benediction other than your eternal welfare activity, that is devotion service, he will give you that. Lord Krishna is our well-wisher. So if you approach Lord Krishna for material benedictions, he will guide you in such a way. Or when you try to satisfy Lord Krishna with your tapasya or devotion, in the process of trying to please Krishna, you become purified. With the result that you begin to rethink mere worship of Lord Krishna is so satisfying, what else do we have to take from him? He has started the worship to ask something, but in the process, because Krishna is the ultimate purifier. That's why our acharyas they recommend, or even the Bhagavatam says, akama sarvakamava moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusha paramam. Whatever you want, you don't approach various demigods who will give you various benedictions. But all these benedictions, they can be given by Lord Krishna. You may go to Saraswati, you may go to Murugan, you may go to Ganesh. Not every demigod can give you everything. Not every demigod can give you everything. Because they can only give within the range of the powers bestowed to them by the Supreme Lord. Suppose I have many, many mangoes with me, and you say, no, I don't want mangoes, but I want a wristwatch. What can I do? I only have mangoes to give you. So the demigod's position, they are in charge of certain departments. Just like you go to education department and pray to the commissioner, you see that my relative is released from the prison or the education. What he will do? He can manipulate your exam papers, or you can do certain things, but not because it's not in his power. He has nothing to do. He himself has to go as a beggar, although he's a big officer. You go to the commissioner of education and talk about some jail job in the jail department. He has also to go with you to beg the authority of the department of the jails. So the question comes, who has bestowed these? The demigods are not independent. The demigods are selected. As people have desires and they follow the Vedic principles to fulfill their desires, and they will be elevated to that position. So that's why demigods are called Sakama Bhakta. Sakama Bhakta, they are devotees, but they also have desires. So Sakama Bhakta. So in the scriptures, we find how the benedictions given by the demigods are so meager and are so temporary. That means the energy you spend for propitiating a demigod, for pleasing a demigod, if you can divert the same time and energy to please Krishna, you get everything. And you get also that thing which you can't even imagine. All of us here, we have many, many. But there is something called transcendental, everlasting. And ever blissful. Everlasting and ever blissful. Eternal bliss, we call it. Eternal bliss. So eternal bliss is not in the custody of anyone. eternal bliss, the only storehouse of eternal bliss is Radha and Krishna. So after all, whether you want mystic powers or you want a placement in heaven or you want some position, this and that, if they are devoid of eternal bliss, what is the point? You will get everything but no bliss. Does anybody want it? Like that is Siddhartha. I'm a Brahma, but so much problems are there. Then why did you become Brahma, you know? It is said, even in this mundane world, you see the head of the place. Like I'm the head of this ISKCON Nellore. Devotees, they do their seva and they take their prasad and go to take rest. Whereas, you have to worry about all the departments. You have to see that everything is going on. It looks like Maharaj is sitting and we are all working. But actually, you are responsible for what is going on. Suppose you misbehave, the people will approach me. Yes, sir, you bhakti tajasi. Because you are not, the responsibility is under whom you are working. So the point is, the Bhagavad Gita says, antavattu phalantesham taddo atalpa medasan devan deva yajoyanti madbhaktayanti mamati. All your life, you be devoted to a demigod. It is also no less than surrender. All your life. But in the end, you attain a place where there is some happiness and where there is some long life. But after that is all over, even that long life and happy life, it is not pure happiness. There may be competition, there may be envy and jealousy, because we never tried to conquer them. You saw Indra and you also wanted to be a Indra. And you become Indra and you see that somebody is trying to be your competitor. So all so where is peace of mind? Just like the Prime Minister is there, it's not that he is enjoying, he is preparing for next election. Simply, scheming and planning going on. That is where is peace of mind. And even now, the 5 years also, it is not a cakewalk. Because any time, people may revolt, people may turn against him. It's not that 5 years is guaranteed for. Is that right? We have seen how people like what? Yesterday it was in the news that in the AAP government, Delhi, which is enjoying absolute majority, just for certain appointments. Made and then immediately that's out. 20 MLAs, and they must have spent so much money and they must have worked so hard. And for a small constitutional violation, out, they are removed. So, this is the kind of positions. There is only one position which is safe. If you are offered, you want to be a Prime Minister or you want to be a dish cleaner in ISKCON temples. What do you want? Dish cleaner. Yeah. After all, the prime minister post is 5 years. And then after that, you got to be a dish cleaner. But which is a very low class job. But this dish cleaning in ISKCON temple, that is a very transcendental job because it is not done for any. Say people who go to do dishwashing, you know, people who have no education, and people who have no influence, people who have no maintenance, do something in order to survive. You go to other sources and do dishwashing. You get little water remnants and whatever meager salary they give you. But with all the disqualifications, you do the dishwashing. No? It is such a big qualification, even big scholars, big mystic yogis, they cannot. That means dishwashing in Krishna temple is such a big post. That's why it is clearly told by our acharyas, it is better to be a sweeper in the temple than to be a president of a country. Because time goes away. Like a flash, you are about to die. Even you consider that you are prime minister till the end of your life, but next birth you will be a cockroach. Somehow, by your politics and gimmicks, you manage it to stay. But whatever, because if you are the head of a place, if you are able to do good to your subordinates properly, then their merit, 1/6 of their merit will come to you. But you become a boss, but you cannot control or guide your subordinates, and whatever irregularities, whatever nonsense they do, without your doing it, you are a very good example, but your subordinates are in a big mess, and all their karma, 1/6 of everybody's karma. So that means it is not a nice job to be a boss. Because it has liabilities also. It has risk also. So that's why here we are seeing attacked by Lord Shiva's golden arrows, all the demoniac inhabitants of the three dwellings lost their lives and fell down. Then the great mystic Mayadano dropped the demons into a nectarian well that he had created. See, this is called power game. Shiva is not an ordinary person. He is Mahadev, the great of all the demigods, the greatest of all the demigods. And then he came to correct the situation. But this mystic Mayadano, he has got benediction. And then although Lord Shiva did a terrific job, but Mayadano, because of his benediction, he could immediately, Shiva took some time to destroy all the dwellings, the Tripuras. And Mayadano simply, he dipped all the dead demons and they came back to life. That means again, Shiva has to do the whole job again. And then Mayadana simply to take a bath and come, and then they will be all right. So that means Shiva's power is not enough. So that's why the safest shelter from any calamity, from any powerful person. Yesterday somebody came from Hyderabad. He was talking about the present situation, how China is the superpower, how things are going on and all that. But a devotee, now there is a joke. One fellow was controlled by his wife, which he doesn't want to admit. And then he went to meet his neighbor. And he talked about what your wife is doing, what you do. And then this guy said, I take all the major decisions. I leave all minor things to my wife. Then I am the big man of the house. That guy was not convinced of the other man. He said, you just made a statement. You take minor decisions. And all your wife takes all minor decisions. And you take all major decisions. By the way, what are those minor decisions, major decisions? Because he said all the household things, what is to be brought, what is, everything is actually decided by the wife. He said, no, how many rooms have to be there, what furniture has to be there, what we should cook today, and everything will be decided by the wife. All the, that means almost all the houses are run by the wife. He said, then what are you doing? Major dishes, what are they? No, I talk about what is going on in China, what is going on, all big things. All big things I talk. And then just take his newspaper and sit down. Simply he has nothing to do. Bring money and hand it over to the wife. And then whatever she does, just... That means the wife is completely in control of the house. Because this guy did not want to admit. He is talking about major and minor decisions. International scene and these things I talk. So the point is, actually, I was trying to, because he was wasting my time talking all the internet. So I tried to tell him, Prabhuji, you have to be a down-to-earth man. Who knows what China is going to be or going to do, and how the power fluctuations and situations, what do you know, after all? At least you are not the president of a country. Then we are nobody in this. So why should you waste your time? What is going on? International. See. Be practical. Simply, even within ISKCON, you are a devotee. And what can you do? And within ISKCON, you are one of the team players, you are one of the managers. Your hands are on the power game of ISKCON. But what one man can do, or you are a junior man, but you may say there is some injustice, the improper decision, or things can be done a lot better. But this is all simply theory and wasting your time. You are talking about things. So, what happened? That you have no control, because it already happened. And what will happen? You don't know. I will stay till tomorrow or not. Why should I? About future. Everybody knows. And then the present. You are now here. You are now in a place, you have now certain energy with you, and you have certain area of influence. Simply a practical man, if you are in a position actually to control ISKCON or the world situation, there is a point in talking about before that. Otherwise, it is simply wasting time. Because your voice is in the wilderness. Me and Dr. Sridhar were sitting in the room and, you know, we're discussing the world situation. What all the paper people will come and say, what is your opinion, sir? Who cares? Yeah, nobody will ask Sonia Gandhi, you know, because she's on the streets. Whoever has the power, the media people will go to them, because they are also not free, but at least they appear to be in position. So the point I'm trying to say is, it is China or America or anybody. The thing is Krishna in control of the situation or not? He said, you are a devotee, I am a devotee, we are talking about the world situation. So is Krishna in control of the situation or not? If you say no, that means you are not a devotee. Then you don't understand anything about Krishna. If you are a devotee, then it's like, although things appear to be in the hands of China or America or whatever, but as a devotee, you will say, no, everything is perfectly under the control of Krishna. If everything is perfectly under the control of Krishna, why you should worry about anything? You have to simply see, I am supposed to satisfy my Guru Maharaj. I am supposed to discharge my duties as an individual. What are my duties to ISKCON? And you do it. That is your best contribution to the entire ISKCON society and even to the entire world. Because things don't happen. Prabhupada, as one person, he was doing his duties to Krishna properly and to his Guru Parampara. And when Krishna decided that he should be a worldwide preacher, and immediately it all happened. So the point is, Krishna devotees, they are very special people in this world. Although in the eyes of the public they are powerless, although they appear to be not effective, but the process given to us is, are you believing it and are you living it, and you do it. And you see that because devotees who are conscientiously practicing bhakti, because they are conscientious, they also see, how did I start my chanting Hare Krishna? And over the years, what is happening? And you have not done anything. But Krishna has made you instrumental, and many things happen. That means, when you say you be an instrument in Krishna's hands, that means you keep yourself transparent. You keep yourself pure and simple. You keep yourself be dictated and be utilized by Krishna. And then Krishna will do whatever he wants. That is called instrument. Like you take a hathodi, you take a hammer. The hammer doesn't get out of hand and hit you yourself, you know. It doesn't. It just, it's an instrument. The hammer doesn't do anything by itself. So similarly, devotees, Krishna says, you try to be free from your false ego. You try to be a pure person, means with no other desires than serving Krishna. And then you see, then actually, why we are not becoming effective and influential? Because we are all vested or motivated devotional service, and we are already spoiled. And if Krishna gives you more, then you will be gone. He will not be there. So actually, Krishna can hand over you the whole world in no time. When Krishna, he has faith that this guy will not be spoiled if I give him this. So devotees are so convinced about it that simply, you know, You don't look outside. You just look inside. Improve your qualification, get closer to Krishna, try to capture the voice of Krishna, and then your decisions will be good. And things will happen. You know, things happen by Krishna's arrangement. We are not the doers, and with the whole lesson of Bhagavad Gita. You are put in a position and things happen. And he said, I am glad that I am given the chance. Like about ISKCON, Prabhupada said, ISKCON is the best movement in the world. So best people are supposed to be recruited into ISKCON. But the so-called best people, they are after material glitter. But Prabhupada said, this movement doesn't stop. This best movement, if best people don't join, still the movement is not going to stop. And for whatever reasons, anybody joins, immediately Krishna utilizes them. And that means you become very fortunate that you could become somebody in life and through you something useful to the world. There is only one thing useful to the world. A human life means try to spiritualize your life. Human life means try to dissociate with the body. No external job. Let's say as you advance in spiritual life, you focus more on yourself. And as long as we are not so advanced, we are suggested to be balanced. Achar and Prachar, both. Because we are getting facilities, we are getting opportunities, so we have an obligation to do something. So Achar and Prachar. Because you are nicely staying in a place and everything is provided to you, then you are also supposed to render some service to the organization. So the point here is, we are seeing how everything is the big demigods with all their powers, how actually everybody is in anxiety and nobody is in control of the situation. Like Maya Dhanav is doing his job and Shiva is doing job, but no result is, no conclusion is coming out. And then Shiva realizes, oh my God, I am not independent. I think I am a very big man, and what are these demons before me? That means Lord Shiva humbled himself. Just Maya Dhanu is teaching lessons. And then again, you be reinstated that I should never forget Krishna. I should always remember Krishna. Not that I can do. Lastly, you know, we read, when the snake is there, it eats rats. But when the snake is dead, the rats eat the snake. Who is big? It's a question of time. It was like a pigeon is eating insects, and the pigeon is dead. All insects, they eat up the pigeon. So it's the time place. If it is your time, you appear to be powerful. If it is not your time, you are powerful. But even small people can just bug you. So let's say the safest position in this world is just take a humble position and try to not forget Krishna and always remember Him.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Grandadasana Bhagavatam Krishna.